Next door to El Salvador in Guatemala, anti-corruption officials investigating the president were given 24 hours to pack up and leave on Monday. President Jimmy Morales decided to pull out of the United Nations-backed anti-corruption commission known as the CICIG. Jo Marie Bird is a senior fellow at the Washington Office on Latin America. She's been following the story of Morales and CICIG and how the Guatemalan president might be implicating himself in all of this.
But it goes beyond that. I think it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that it's just the president versus this body. Behind the president is a group of individuals deeply immersed in organized crime and corruption networks for whom the CICIG represents an existential threat. The CICIG has been very effective in its 10 plus years in Guatemala. In fact, a few years ago, they brought to trial a former president, a former vice president, several ministers of state. Powerful business leaders have also been brought to trial on corruption charges. So there are individuals who are deeply immersed in these organized crime networks who want to stop CICIG in its tracks before it continues its work and gets to them.
Was CICIG getting too close to like some kind of evidence that would have linked President Morales to, I don't know, organized crime?
Yeah, I think that it was. So the CICIG has brought charges against several business leaders, very, very wealthy, powerful people who illegally gave campaign contributions to the president and his political party, the FCN, the National Convergence Front. Some of those business leaders admitted to doing this, and there are others who are being investigated. Right. And so this goes at the very core of what Guatemalans call the pact of corruption in Guatemala that has sort of held Guatemala in this stranglehold, right, for so many decades, really. And attacking that pact of corruption is what's gotten CICIG into so much trouble. The president, they tried to impeach him three different times and the Congress refused. Many members of Congress are also under investigation for corruption. So the net here is very wide.
How much does it impact the daily lives of private citizens in Guatemala?
Guatemala is one of the most poor and unequal countries in the Americas. And I think there's a direct correlation between the levels of corruption that we see in Guatemala and the high levels of poverty, of illiteracy, of malnutrition, especially among children, the very poor state of the infrastructure in the country, the massive insecurity that we see in Guatemala, the high level of homicides. I think there's a very direct correlation.
One thing that comes to mind with this is how analysts and journalists often connect corruption and crime to migration out of Guatemala. How does this withdrawal from CICIG, this UN-backed anti-corruption commission, how does it link back to that, if it does?
So it's not only the CICIG that we're talking about. It's this broader problem of the rule of law in Guatemala that is under attack. And so when a country like Guatemala, when the rule of law is under attack and the countries are sort of crumbling around them, then that is one of the things that fuels migration. So here in the U.S., we hear all this talk about the crisis at the border. I think that's mistaken. The crisis is not at the border. The crisis is in these countries of Central America. It's in Guatemala, where the state is virtually collapsing, and where rule of law is at complete risk, and where poverty and malnourishment and joblessness are rampant. I think that's the real crisis that we're seeing in Guatemala today.
Jo Marie Bird, a senior fellow at the Washington Office on Latin America, thank you very much for your time today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.